You still didn't get your head around on how to package your wisdom and knowledge into an offer, one-on-one, high ticket, low ticket, value ladder, or you're looking for multiple income sources in your business? This episode is for you, my friend. I am exploring here with you 5 effective ways to generate income in your business, and I tackle common misconceptions, clarifying the difference between high ticket offers and low ticket products, so you exactly know where to start your online business today. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friend. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm going to talk with you today and clarify the question for good. What to offer and how to offer it when starting your online business. I'm going to speak today about 5 ways on how you can make money in your business when you're just starting out. I get these questions all the time, and the confusion comes literally from following different mentors, coaches that are serving all of them a different kind of person, or let me put it like this, a person on a different stage. So my question is, if you look at someone's work and follow someone's approach and suggestion, are you being picked up where you're currently at on your journey? Let me explain this a little bit. What often comes up is what I hear, you need a high ticket offer because this is the only way to make a lot of cash in a very short time. I would say yes and no. High ticket offers have their advantage, no doubt, if it comes to money. But there are people in the online space who made thousands of hundreds of dollars with a low ticket offer with $97 for a YouTube course, for example. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you will make extremely more money and become very wealthy just because you're offering a high ticket offer. And then what I hear, and this is very confusing for so many just starting out in the online space, you need a value ladder. A value ladder is basically having more than one product in different price ranges. So the person can pick depending on how much they can afford, how much they want to afford, and how much help they actually need. Speaking of big intensive courses or small bits and pieces you are teaching in a small workshop, for example. So yes, that all makes sense. This is a strategic approach of selling your offers too. But again, someone starting an online business from the scratch, from day one, you might feel this overwhelmed too. You might feel that this all just sounds too much because you have no idea where to start and how to create a high ticket offer or a value ladder or. I would like to dive a little bit deeper into 5 ways of making money and how you can leverage this for yourself. The value ladder on its own, just to elaborate a little bit more on this so you really understand what you are up to when creating this and how you can create this easily once you start with one offer, is always from the source of a framework. So, for example, if you were teaching, and this is also the number one way of making money in the online space, is either one-on-one coaching, group coaching, or consultancy. Why do I put this in one package, so to say, is because it always will involve your private time for doing so, meaning to coach people. So these are usually bigger, wider projects that you will be coaching on or teaching or helping your client with. And from this framework, for example, of your one-on-one offer, you can create multiple smaller offers that we can speak later about. But this is the framework you need to create first. Let me give you an example. It could be that somebody who is a sports and fitness coach is offering in the online space, online one-on-one coaching and helping people to find their routine, getting into sports and helping them with their nutrition plan. This can be done as well in a group setup. Obviously, you can help more people at the same time, in the same time. And these offers are usually priced a little bit lower. Or you can go as an expert into a company and offer consultancy, for example, for a firm's employees to help them stay healthy and in motion in a working day, for example. That would involve some workshops, that would involve maybe one-on-one coaching, etc. And this can be big money too. So this would be consultancy. And out of these big programs, you can always leverage and see what did people like the most, what did people need the most, and create, for example, a workshop. Workshops are very specific. Workshops are short. They are also called a mini course, if you want to have it like that. That could be a length of 60 to 90 minutes with a Q&A in the end. And this gets very specific. If we now stay with the example of the sports and fitness coach, that can be something like how to meal prep for the week for busy entrepreneurs, or how to prepare quickly healthy smoothies, or. It's a very specific topic, and this often people find easier to teach than creating a whole program that takes longer and takes people to bigger transformation. So this is totally up to you, what you choose in the beginning. Of course, a workshop course or a small workshop is in a very low price range, but if this is your entry point to enter the online world and this feels easy and this feels something you can do and leverage immediately, then why not doing it? Why doing everything that feels difficult and hard at the moment? And it is as well for your clients an easy entry point to get to know you, who you are, and see how you work, so they actually will be in for maybe more support of you. So this is something I would not personally underestimate, and you can charge, depending on what you are teaching, somewhere between $25 and $100. And this is something that people love because they have quick results, because it's very specific and it doesn't take so much time. And for you, it is easier to prepare. You can just focus on one simple topic and build your framework from there. Or you build first a big framework and take the workshop topic out of it. I hope this makes sense to you. And there is no wrong or right, so let yourself not confuse, or don't get insecure if you just hear someone shouting that you need a high ticket offer. I personally prefer that because I cannot teach you in 60 minutes how to build a business. So my program Strategic Success takes about 5 months because we need to learn a lot. We need to really deep dive into topics and your skill sets and to see what kind of coach, what kind of service provider are you and what is fitting for you. And then implement all of this and actually teach you how to make money. I can't do that in 60 minutes, and therefore I'm not teaching a strategic success workshop. And what I mean to say here is, go a little bit inward and see what feels right, right here, right now. What can I do with my available time, resources, skill set, knowledge, right here, right now, that can make me money? I am doing this at all times in my program, Strategic Success with People. I will not put one specific kind or type of offer on you that say this is what I'm gonna teach you. I want to leverage really what is within you and get it out into the world. You can always build up on it, right? Then there is number three. These are do it for you services. So my coaching and teachings are not a do it for you service. This is a do it with you service. I will do this all with you. I will be holding your hand as long as we work together. I will not let you do anything alone, and I will support you wherever I can to get you to the point where you want to be as fast as possible with as many as possible detours. A do it for you offer or service is something that you do for people, which can be something like social media management, administration, virtual assistant, or something where you help people directly with your knowledge and you are the person implementing it, building landing pages, doing websites. This is all a do-it-for-you service. And lots of people start with that, so they gain the knowledge in their field of expertise, so then later teach others on how to do it themselves. This is an incredibly great way of making money because there are a lot of people who do not want to do it themselves or don't have the time for it or don't see the value in doing things themselves. So they will go to you and be like, oh, you are building websites. Great. This is what I need. Oh, you're a landing page expert. Cool. Let's chat. You are preparing meals that I can order that support my fitness journey. Okay, where is the checkout? This is all do-it-for-you services. That also, if you have the expertise, why not? You could just jump right into this and help people do what they don't want to do. This is one way that is not so easy to scale because it will always involve your own personal time unless you gain enough expertise and create a course from the topic you were doing for people so they can buy your course so they can easily learn how to do it themselves. Does this all make sense to you? So there is so many ways that could actually potentially lead you to success, and I want you to sit down and think of what can you do right here, right now? Because often we look for excuses like I don't have knowledge enough here. I still need to do that. I do not have a good enough studio for a podcast. I do not have this and that and this and that, and nobody's taking action. And in the end, a year or two passes and we haven't done literally nothing but thinking of what we still need in order to get started. I don't want you to be there or hang out in this space because this is where nothing happens. Action is everything, my friend. Let me move on to the last option of making money. So there is a lot of things where you can leverage your expertise in actually into as a service provider, but you can as well create small products like planners, for example, ebooks that can be sold online very easily, that can be also a very simple entry level product or service that people love buying. There is one of my favorite influencers in the online space is Anna Klotz. Klotz, I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's K-L-O-T-S. And I love her specifically because she is sharing a very similar story as I too because she has left her home country. She is from the US, I believe, and she moved to Paris, and all she wanted is to have a romantic Parisian boyfriend, a small little tiny dog, and live in Paris. And so she did. And she's offering her little Paris guide. She wrote this little ebook that is constantly being updated, where she introduces every single place she visited from her eyes. So you can actually download this guide if you go to Paris. And I think it's a very beautiful and personalized idea of getting a tour guide, because there are like so many books out there, right, that you can buy, like guides that guide you through a city. But I think this is very cool because obviously it's from her. And if you like that person, of course you're gonna buy your guide. Like if I go to Paris, I buy Anna's guide because, yeah, it's just something I like. This is the way I would buy art. This is the way how I, you know, buy souvenirs. I need a personal, some sort of a personal attachment to this person, to either to like them, have a good conversation, a good vibe, whatever that is that makes me then in the end buy the product. So this could be something, if you have specific knowledge in something, to create a little ebook, a planner. And it's very simple to sell them nowadays on Etsy, or there are those pages that print on demand, right? If you would sell an actual physical planner, you can only have them printed if they get ordered. Like today, you don't even need a shop anymore to sell these things, right? And then there is anything in between, or all kind of combinations possible. My client Diana has recently sent me a message and said, I quit my job. She is a incredible action taker. She started working with me only 10 months ago, and now she's leaving her 9-to-5, which I find incredible, and I will share the story in the next episode so much more in detail, and what we did and how we did it, and I will not sugarcoat the struggle along the way for you so you can actually see how a journey like this can look like. But to give you an example of a combination of two ways of making money, Diana is a teacher and she's teaching English. She has worldwide expertise in teaching English. She has been teaching in China. She has been teaching adults and kids likewise. She has been teaching in Ukraine and in Vienna. So she has also this cultural background and a very great knowledge in methodology. Plus, she is a great creative in creating her own teaching material. Not many people have that. There are extremely great books, obviously, out there. But what Diana has developed is a passion for creating her own materials that are a little bit outside of the box, because she's focusing on people who do not have time to study, who don't have much time to invest into learning. So she needs to leverage the time and teach the people as effective as possible. And she has done that over so many years. As she ended up in Vienna, she was working in a kindergarten as well, teaching English. However, to compare China and Austria, there is a huge gap in how people teach children. In China, children are actually being taught like from the age of kindergarten. It's actually not kindergarten and not playful, it's cool. The kindergarten in Austria is actually a kindergarten, so this is where just kids play. And she was losing her purpose there, because she is an educator, she is a teacher, and for her, playing with children wasn't a thing anymore. She didn't want to go back to China, etc. So she said, Ivana, I need you because I want to have my own academy. And she made it now. She has one-on-one clients, and we reached out to her old database. However, because she has so much knowledge and she has developed her own methodology, she was also able to create very quickly a digital course that allows her to sell that course and not be involved in every single lesson she teaches. So this is also one way of combining things, right? there is not only one right way of doing things, there is also not a wrong way of doing things. I can just emphasize again that it is important for you to sit down and see what does feel right in this particular moment. What can I do right here, right now, with the time I have available, with the knowledge and skills that I have available, where I don't have to walk around and read yet another book and take yet another course and, because you probably know how that feels, right? When you are in this trap of, I don't know where to start, and then you go and you look for inspiration, and everywhere you look for an inspiration, you find another piece or another book that you can read, and in the end, time just flies by. You have gained knowledge that you are not putting into work. And I think this is one of our biggest losses ever. If we invest into learning, into gaining new skill sets and new knowledge, and then not implement it, that's like almost you haven't learned it. Because in the end, what really counts is you doing, right? You getting what you learned and taking it piece by piece by piece by piece into action till you have the full puzzle together. And unfortunately, as human beings, we do tend to overlook this, because call it imposter syndrome, call it however you want to call it. Lots of people actually avoid the doing part because everything seems so impossible in the beginning. And I get that. It does seem impossible till it's possible. Also, Diana told me, like, back then, like, I have no clue how should this ever work? How should ever people find me? Or how should ever people come to me? Why would they even, right? So I totally get that. But this is your invitation to get the things done. With this episode, you have now enough knowledge to start thinking into a direction and think, like, what I'm gonna do first. And the importance, why I'm emphasizing here what I'm going to do first, means it does not exclude the later, what you're going to do later, how many sources of income you're going to have in the end. But this is not topic of today. We just want to get going. And the other thing is that you do something that sparks you. I'm sure with your expertise and the wisdom and the gained knowledge you have, there must be something you can pick out of this list of five that you can monetize tomorrow, my friend. I believe that you came here for a reason. I believe that it's within you. And I also believe that you cannot ignore it anymore. All these conversations I used to have over the years, it's like, you know, I see people giving up, I see people starting over because they might have started something that is not really their thing, and then they don't dare to do it again, or an offer not landing, and they end being hesitant and not wanting to sell again because it's embarrassing. But I also know from these people that no matter how little they want to redo the process because they have failed already once, by the way, failure is nothing bad, is that they can't stop thinking about it. And I know you can't stop thinking about it either, because there is a reason why you are here. There is a reason why you feel this calling. There's a reason why you want to have a greater impact and why you want to live a purposeful life. And I believe in you 1000%. That you can achieve anything you set out for. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.